Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Temura Daf Lamed Temura 30, and in today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing a Mishnah that was first taught on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. Our Mishnah back on Chav Chas had taught that if it was a Mechir from an Esnan, that if it was a person had taken an animal and as a payment for a harlot, the person had given an animal as a harlot's wage, that animal is no longer allowed to be brought as an offering on the altar. That is disqualified. And on Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah discusses what does it mean to say that this animal as an Esnan is going to be prohibited as a harlot's wage. So what is this harlot's wage that's prohibited? Izahu Esnan. So our Mishnah explains in Daf Chav Tes, Ha'omer Lezonef, one says to a harlot, Helech Tolazeh Bischarech, take this lamb as a payment for your services, then afil hein mea, even if there were 100 lambs there, kulan asurin, all of them are going to be prohibited in that context for the mizbeach. And so too, v'cheina omer l'chaveiro, if a person says to his friend, helech tolazeh v'talan shivcha etzal avdi, take this lamb and let it be in exchange for your slave sleeping with my slave, and so therefore your shifcha will sleep with my slave in exchange for this lamb. Rebbe says eino esnan. Rebbe says that does not qualify as a harlot's wage, and so the animal, the lamb, would not be prohibited from being brought. But the sages say v'chamim omrim esnan. The sages say indeed it is, that is going to be considered a harlot's wage. So if you say take this lamb and your shifcha will sleep with my eved, the sages say that is an esnan and it's not going to be permitted on the altar. And the Rebbe says it is not. So the Gemara wants to understand, why do the sages say that it's prohibited mishum esnan in this case? If you say have the slave woman sleep with the slave man, v'ashivcha eved mishra sharya, it's permitted for a shivcha, for a slave woman to sleep with a slave. So therefore, since it's permitted, then this, the chachamim are of the position that in order for it to be considered a harlot, it has to be prohibited relationship. Since this relationship is permitted, why is this going to be considered an esnan, and therefore the animal is prohibited for the altar? So the Gemara says, what is Rav Huna? The first answer of the Gemara is the answer of Rav Huna, and he says, no, etz lo kamar. He doesn't say that talin shivcha sech etzel avdi. He doesn't say let your slave girl sleep with my slave boy, but rather what he's saying is that your shivcha should sleep with etz lo, with the master himself, meaning he was talking about himself. He says, give me this slave in exchange for this payment of a lamb. And since it's prohibited for a Jew to sleep with the shivcha, therefore this is going to be considered an esnan. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara explains, v'hadikatani eved lishna ma'alya kamar. And that which the person says, let him sleep with my slave in the Mishnah, is not really referring to a slave. He was saying lishna ma'alya. He was speaking in a language that was called Losho Nikia. He was speaking in a refined manner. And that's, so there's two ways to understand this. The one approach is that the Gemara is speaking in a refined manner. The Gemara doesn't want to be so coarse as to describe him purchasing it from the master of the slave, the harlot, for the night. So the Gemara says it in a refined manner. Alternatively, Rabbeinu Gershon says, no, that the person himself, he was willing to do the prohibited act of sleeping with the slave, but he was not willing to speak in a coarse manner, and so he himself spoke in a refined manner. So the Gemara says, well, yahacha my time of the Rebbe. Well, if that's the case, what's the reason why Rebbe says it's prohibited as an esnam? What's the reason why Rebbe says it's permitted as an esnam payment? It's prohibited for a free man to sleep with this slave. So Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, really, He does not agree with Rav Huna that it was a reference to the master wanting to sleep with the slave, but rather La'olam Avdi V'chikatani Be'eved Ivri. Really, he was saying, it's my slave, and what's the reason why Rebbe permits it? Because it was referring to a Hebrew slave, and a Hebrew slave would be permitted to sleep with the shifcha. So if that's the case, what's the reason why the rabbis prohibited Yochim my time of the Rabbanan, asked the Gemara, according to Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, why were the rabbis prohibited? So the Gemara explains, isn't shifcha avid every mishra sharia? A Hebrew slave is allowed to sleep with the shifcha. So why the rabbis prohibit it? So the Gemara says, hacha be mayaskin, can go into leisle isha v'matnim. Now we're talking about a situation where this person does not, this slave, the Hebrew slave, does not yet have a wife or children. When the Hebrew slave is permitted to sleep with the slave woman, that's when he already has a wife or children. But if he doesn't have a wife or children, and then if he has a wife or children, it's a verse from the Bible that we're allowed to make him sleep with her even against his will in order for them to produce children. But where he doesn't have a wife or children, then we're afraid that this is going to cause him to want to remain with the slave, want to remain in a condition of servitude, and that's not something we want. We want them to both desire to be free. So if they don't have a wife or children yet, then we do not allow this relationship to happen. We also see from here that even though this person, according to Rav Huna, that even though the person was willing to do a prohibited act, there's complexity to the person, and he only wants to speak in a lishna ma'aliyah, only wants to speak in a refined manner, even while recognizing that aspects of him are committing a sin.